We'll be there in a week or so. Your worst enemy becomes your greatest ally because of a spiritual rebirth where a new creation is born, where the old creation used to stand.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on July 28, 2021, and is titled, Who's for Sale? Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Acts, and let's join Steve in the message.
I think that sounds like a heck of a plan to me. Anybody want to try it? I'm thinking about you guys and what you got going on next week at your school and your governor. There's a road between Albuquerque and your school. Let's pray that the angels of heaven stand on that road. And the Sauls become Pauls on their way to your house. Good preaching right there. It ain't mine. On somebody else. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you tonight. Bless you, Lord. I give you praise tonight in your mighty name, Jesus. Lord, tonight, you know we've talked about this, Jesus. I'm not going to ask you to do anything at this altar that's not necessary. I'm not going to ask you to do anything to prove who you are inside this building. But I'm asking you, Jesus, right now to equip us to go outside these doors, Lord, and pray fervent prayers, to be powerful and be effective, to give us a desire, Lord, to feast on your word, to retain your word, and to spill the gospel all everywhere we go, right out of our mouths. God, you'll confirm our word with miracles, signs, and wonders that men will come to revere you. I pray today in the state of New Mexico as these schools are getting ready to open that the Sauls of Tarsus, the Sauls of New Mexico, on these highways and byways as they terrorize these local communities, that God, just like Saul, would come to your house and do something. Lord, do just like you did with Saul of Tarsus and meet them on the road. And God, blind them, shake them to the core, and let them know that you are the Lord. You are the Lord. That they come to repentance. God, let us remember today that you're not for sale and neither should we be. Lord, no longer this revival, I claim and prophesy that this revival that we're in right now will not be destroyed as others in the past by the gold, the glory, and the girls, but that it be everlasting as in the days of 1740. Lord, today that's my prayer. Lord, this is a powerful message, and I pray there's been ears to hear it. Go with us now, Lord, and lead us. Be with us as we affect the world around us. To your glory, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, I don't think Robin's going to leave you all alone with me ever again. I bet I just messed that one up. Look, y'all go eat the cinnamon rolls. Get good nourishment before you go outside. Do what you got to do. Fellowship together. Talk together. Iron sharpens iron. One man sharpens another. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself to meet Saul. Prepare yourself to meet opportunity. Prepare yourself to glorify God. And watch God edify his church. Okay? There's never been a better time than this. I was standing there the other night. We took Ransom to the John Wayne Museum in Fort Worth. That's all right. That might be John Wayne. And you know the movie, I forget which movie it was, but he puts his reins in his teeth and he's going across there shooting the bad guy. Which was True Grit? Yeah. Well, I've told everybody for years, I said I was born 100 years too late. I should have been where you put your reins in your teeth. And so we're standing there in that John Wayne Museum and Ransom, he's just having a big time. And I looked up there and I said, look at there, sweetie. She knew exactly what I was talking about. And I said, that should be me, darling. That should be me. He said, you know what? You are. It just don't look like that. Just don't look like that. Time to get your reins in your teeth. Time to come on. Yep. Let's do it. Y'all sitting there like you want some more. Get up. I'm not here. I can go forever. I'll go Plumdale morning. It don't bother me. Look, is there anything y'all got on your mind tonight? Please get up and leave. Anybody's got to go. We're just sitting here in the presence of God, and it's pretty awesome. What do you got on your mind tonight? Are y'all fearful of the same stuff? Yes, sir. Yes. August 17th at 10 in the morning, they're going to move stuff from the other building. August 23rd at 6 in the evening is going to be training for volunteers. August 25th, which is Wednesday night, we're going to have ice cream over there and then come over here. August 28th at 8 o'clock in the morning, they're going to start first day of distribution. So, anybody else? Who else got something? Anybody fearful of critical race theory? Anybody fearful of things coming to your schools? Anybody ready to take a stand? Or is anybody ready to go help somebody that's going to take a stand? Yeah. Are you ready? Do you have a school teacher in your town who has verbally told you, I'm not doing wrong, I'm going to do right? On the day she does, will we pile up and go stand with her? I'm telling you right now, if old Wuhan Luhan, she wants to come send her guys down there, give y'all a little trouble. Tennessee came to help Texas. Texas would be glad to go over and help New Mexico. We'll stand with you. Yeah. Oh, one other thing, too. I don't know that it hadn't been confirmed yet. Senator Phil King, him and I talked the other night, and if I get the paperwork back and the email, then we'll go to whoever can or wants to by our SVP. Be kind of short notice, but we're going to Austin, and we're going into the legislative conference room and pray over our state. We got 2 hours of time to go down there and pray. Everything's been filled out. I just hadn't heard back yet whether we're a go. But I got word from a state trooper the other day that was down there protecting our Capitol from rioters while those useless defectors had got on the airplane and went to the beer party in Washington, D.C. He called and he said there's some kind of prayer meeting went on down here. They bust people in. They prayed unscripturally, and half the people didn't know why they were there. It was a photo op. And he said, we need prayer warriors. And I said, you got it. I made one phone call. Here in a minute, I get a phone call. Doors open. If nobody steps in the way to shut the door, we get the confirmation. We'll leave on Thursday the 5th. Anybody that wants to go at 9 o'clock that morning, we'll pray like people who are on fire in the Holy Ghost. And we're going to pray down fire. Let me tell you something that happened really good in the state of Texas. The Republicans in our state are ticked. The Democrats in our state defected on their jobs. There's been a good companionship even across the aisle in our state where we've had give and take, where we make amendments and we give concessions in order to try to get along. Therefore, your laws have been a little bit tainted and a little watered down. Those days are over. The Republican Party of the state of Texas has had enough. They won't get another concession. They won't get another amendment. They're not going to get another attaboy. If they get anything, they'll get belted on the chin. They lied to you. They lied to their constituents, and they have failed on their commitment to this country and to the state of Texas. They are no longer worthy of their position nor worthy of their paychecks. But they've done us a huge favor by this continual, blatant revealing of who you really are. May your money perish with you. So we're going to Austin, hopefully, and I'll send up an email or send up a flyer being social media or whatever, and we'll get on the bus, and anybody wants to go, we'll go down there and we'll pray. Hopefully that's going to happen. A lot of good things happen across our country now. Things happen in this town right now that I can't talk about at this moment. But at the local level, protectionary measures that are going in the name of Jesus to protect us from the spirit of Pharaoh and the theology of Lucifer. So you be encouraged, be involved, be engaged, okay?
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Who's for Sale? Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.